Hello, and welcome back to Heard and Not Seen, a podcast from Barnardo's. In this episode of our oral history project, we have another conversation between two generations. But this is a little different from the other ones. This time it's between a mother and a daughter. Debbie works for Barnardo's as a therapist and as a counsellor. She's interviewing her mum, Louise, who was born in Grenada in 1938. And came to the UK as a young woman looking to build a career, get married and have a family. In the conversation, Louise describes the 16-day boat journey she took to the UK. She recounts some of the terrifying experiences she had with the Teddy Boys, and they both reminisce over their big family get-togethers. They also talk about their family's unique experience of being a minority group within Grenada. You see, while Louise was born in Grenada, her family was originally from India, and they were brought to the Caribbean by the British as indentured servants. This leads to an interesting discussion about their family heritage, religion, and cultural identity. In an effort to keep the authentic voice of the guests, this episode contains language that may be considered offensive to some listeners.
My name is Louise Jocelyn, and Street. I'm married. Yeah.
What's your maiden name?
Southali.
And where and when were you born?
In Grenada, in the Caribbean, 1938.
What was your first memory of coming to England, and how did you get here?
I get here by asking my brothers to help me to get to England. And my intention was to do nursing, but my family was very strict and they wanted me to get married.
So you didn't get to go into nursing. How did you get here? So your brother said you could come.
Yes.
How did you actually travel, and how old were you when you came?
I was 19. And I travelled by boat to come to England, but I was staying with my brothers.
How did you feel about coming to the UK? How did you feel?
I feel good.
And what was the difference about being here and back home?
When I left home, I missed the Caribbean very much, and my mum and dad. And all the family, although they were strict, but it was a different. And I miss the Caribbean because the experience here, being in the cold country and being in hot country, is a big difference. So I couldn't get used to. And I say after 3 years, I'm going back to the Caribbean. But it wasn't meant to be, because I married and have a family, and that's where I stayed, and the years increases. And now my first daughter is 62. And I got married at 19. I
was suddenly
born in the country. So with a strict family. My parents were strict. My brothers has the freedom that I didn't. But my education is from when I was 7 to 19.
Okay.
No, sorry, to 17. Remember. 17.
Yeah. 17.
And then my mom sent me to do dressmaking and doing embroidery.
Yeah.
And then from there, I decided I want to come to England because my upbringing was very strict.
Why did you want to come to England?
Well, to have a career. And eventually get married and have a family. If I didn't get married, I will go back to the Caribbean.
So you got married instead because there was pressure on you. Exactly. That's the only way you. That was the only way you could stay in the England, wasn't it?
That's right.
How long did that journey take you on the boat?
16 days.
Do you remember what that was like?
It was good, and I have a few bad things because the sea was rough. We get a lot of seasick. I want to be vomiting and little bad things happening. But it's a good experience.
And where did you go when you first came to England?
My brother took me from the train line, picked me up from the train to come to his place.
Right.
And from there, I got a job. I can't remember what the job was.
Whereabouts in London was that? Because it was in London, wasn't it?
It was in Acton. We was living in Ladbrokes. And the job was in Acton. So I have to take the train to go to Acton, from Ladbrokes to Acton. And from there, I only had the job for 1 month. But the bad experience I had in those days, there was teddy boys, and I came to England, there was a lot of racial prejudices. And what I experienced, the teddy boys was targeted in the blacks and Asians. And some of them, the Irish as well. They had my image, and they wear black leather coat, black leather jacket, and was going just getting to find out where the blacks are, or where they could target somebody to harm to them. So, well, with my experience, after I got a job and left the train, walking my way to Ladbrokes, this man, teddy boy, was chasing me, and I run for my life. Then when I get home, I told my brother, and from then he has come to escort me from the train to take me home, keep me safe. They have a good education in grammar school, my younger brothers. They was teaching, they come over here, they get good jobs with the BT and other companies. And they was doing all right, but before they get his jobs with BT, they was working on the buses. And some of them get very abusive, racialist, Asian way of saying, Paki, go back to your country, and these sort of things.
Before you came to England, there was no real racism in the Caribbean. There was only 5% of the Grenadians were from Asia, so we were very much the minority. And we integrated. In other islands, it was a much bigger percentage, like in Trinidad.
And Guyana.
They formed their own communities. But in Grenada, it was a smaller percentage. So we intermarried. And there was no racism for us or for black people in the Caribbean. It was a big shock, I think, to everybody. It wasn't, we teased each other, but the hatred came from, you experienced the hatred when you came here and the hostility.
No.
Yes. No?
It was like that. If I tell you the truth, when I was at school, we get abused from the blacks and calling us coolie and all sorts.
Oh.
Yes. from the black.
Because I've spoken to uncles that have said that it wasn't like that. They never got that. So you're saying that it did.
That is from my own experience at school, yeah. Debbie.
Okay, well, okay.
That was, it's not a lot, but it's because we was the minority.
Minority.
That's why they abuse this. But in Trinidad, it was, it's a bit like that, but the Indians had more control over it.
Well, there were bigger populations and they had more, yeah, they formed bigger communities. We were just too small in Grenada.
That's right.
So when the British came over to the islands, I mean, that's a long story in itself, but the indigenous people were killed off, and they went to, well, they actually wanted Irish people to grow the sugar cane in the Caribbean, but the Irish couldn't stand the heat. So they stopped that, and then they went to Africa and got people from Africa to come over to the Caribbean and populate the islands. And they also went to India and got a minority Indians to come and populate the islands. But what they did was they brought over far more people than there was work. And what that did was that created a lot of tension within the two races. But the intention was to drive down prices. So that's the backdrop to what happened there. But in Trinidad, there were far more, the percentage of Asians were far bigger. It was like 30-40%. And in Grenada, it was 5%. So we did intermarry. I've got cousins that married within the black community, and it was all fine. So there might have been minor things like that teasing. But it wasn't like being chased and feeling like you're going to die, like the stuff that happened here. That was really life-threatening. It wasn't life-threatening in the Caribbean.
No. Although I come from the Caribbean, but we had an Asian way in us. Asian that keeping the family strict, and that's the way of life.
So you had to get married. You were told you had to get married or go home.
Like arranged marriage, really. I met him not knowing nothing about him. When I came, I didn't know him. But my family made the choice. They said he's a good man. And I go along with it. He was Asian and come from the Caribbean, from Grenada. And my brothers, because they had the freedom, they know more about the family than I do. So I take the word for it. Then I told my brother, I don't want to get married. I want to do nursing. And he said to me, if you don't get married, you're going back home. And I didn't want to go back. Because my parents were strict, very strict, and very, like a bird in a cage, and I want to get up, get away. And we come from a very big family. My mom had 18 children. 18 children. So I would say, and the seventh in the family, and my mom had kids every 1 year and 6 months, 1 year and 3 months. So the time, every year, a year and a half, checking from this time till 1950. Was my last brother. Quite a few of us, about 9 of us, come to England.
Mm.
My other sister took over from me and looked after the younger ones. Some immigrate while I was in England, immigrate to America, Canada, So we all spread.
What was it like being in England over the years?
I get to like England. And since I moved up to the north, lots of good things happen.
Like what?
Like my family, I get closer to them, with my brothers and them. We live as a family and we visit each other. And the family get closer.
So I was born in Haringey, but we grew up in Tottenham. So my parents, as they mums keep saying, that we were very strictly brought up and we weren't allowed to go out. But as we grew up, so my dad used to collect us from everywhere, from school. And whenever I did go out, he would be pacing outside for me when I came home. But so he was very worried about me being out.
Yes.
And they, my parents both got me to drive, or all of us to drive from a young age and get cars so that we could be off the streets.
Yeah.
But that was good for me. But for my brother, I mean, he, with the stop and search policies that were going on in Tottenham, he was kind of stopped and searched. All the young men actually in Tottenham and Brixton and Birmingham, the areas of big minority groups, they were stopped like over 100 times. Yeah. And for nothing, minor things, they were pulled over. My friend's brothers were humiliated, strip searched, and without finding anything. So I suppose these are the things that are still carrying on in this generation, you know, with my children, the generation now, they're still finding that. Not to the same degree, because my children are, they're lighter, but if you're darker, you do. So it depends on your skin tone, sadly. So it's what people can see. So you're pulled over because you drive a nice car, because that somehow jars with people. And my brother always used to love nice cars from a young age, so he was constantly targeted. But he never gave up on that. He still likes nice cars. Growing up, I was thinking about the way that we used to celebrate Christmases and birthdays. We used to have big family parties, and all the aunts and uncles used to gather together, and we used to cook together, and then the men used to go and get drinks, and we'd have big family parties.
House to house.
Yeah.
And have music and parties and all this. It was lovely.
Lots of dancing with our cousins, with our uncles.
Yes, that's right.
I think we follow Caribbean culture because none of us have been to everything.
We carry it through. With the music and everything, we follow it.
Food, music. We're not, you know, your family were Muslims. We don't practice, you know, we're not Muslims, are we? Dad's family were Hindus. We're not Hindus, are we? We don't have that religion. You're a Christian, very much.
My family was Muslim.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
My name is Muslim.
Yes. But what happened, hold on. Tom, what happened was that when the British were, I think they'd left the Caribbean because it wasn't profitable anymore to export. So what happened was the place was in poverty and chaos because all of a sudden the British just left. And then we had Christians or priests coming over, and they wanted to, they set up schools to educate people, but there was an exchange. They would only educate you if you changed your religion. So that was the exchange. So people that out, like my family that had other religions, we had to abdicate that in order to be educated.
And what you said is the truth about the food and the music. We go along with it because we are the minority.
Well, I know that you're saying that we were brought up in a very strict way, and that is the Asian way. And But I understand that. But we culturally, we don't have anything from India.
Because we didn't have much. In Trinidad and Guyana, they kept up their tradition.
Yeah, they kept theirs because there was enough of them. There was enough of them there. But there wasn't enough of them.
Grenada would have done it if they had enough Indians there. But it wasn't enough. So we had to adopt with the black culture in that way.
And in Trinidad, a lot of people did keep their religion. They didn't have to change. But we did. In Grenada, we did.
Did, yeah. Not a bad thing, because we all live amongst each other and be happy. And the mixed race with all different races, blacks, English, Asian, we all live as Christian, because I'm in the church, I'm a Christian, and we all are God's people.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you're enjoying these conversations, please think about leaving a rating and a review. It would really help us. For more information on the Oral History Project, and to learn more about Debbie and Louise, please visit the website at www.barnardos.org.uk/oralhistory. Thank you.